Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back, the newly tanned Leanne.
That's it. Tanned, rested, and ready. That's me. I will tell you, though, we spent some time in Grand Turk Island where there is no public radio. But last week I was in the car, and I was listening to Michelle and the great guest you had last week playing.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I got low blow and slow-mo. But I got flummoxed by a couple of them, too, which was kind of interesting. You know, I just, sort of glad I
no
wasn't
pressure,
in the
No pressure in your car.
No pressure in the car, right, exactly. But I did find myself saying them out loud. And you gave us a challenge, and I must admit I tried, but I failed to come up with the answer. So why don't you repeat what the challenge was?
Yes, I said, name a well-known actress of the 1940s and 50s, four letters in her first name, five letters in her last. I said, change the first letter of her first name to a T, as in Thomas, and change the last letter of her last name to a Y, and the result will be two words that are synonyms. What are they?
I have not any idea. What are they?
Well, the actress is Gail Storm, and the words are tale and story.
Gail Storm. Oh, my goodness. 1950s television, I think.
Yeah.
Gail Storm. I remember that. Well, so did a lot of other people. We received over 1,200 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Clarice Cooper in Miami, Florida. Hi, Clarice.
Hi, Leanne.
I understand you are a real puzzle person.
Yes, I am.
And where are you going to be going next
American
month?
American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, Stamford, Connecticut, next month.
And this, what number is this for you?
This will be number 11.
Oh, my goodness, you've been to 11. How have you done?
Okay.
Okay, she says.
You know, how you do doesn't matter. It's
just
taking part.
Fun, exactly.
Well, I've been to a couple, and they are a lot of fun. It is wonderful to meet all the people from around the country who come. Will, why don't you just tell people how they can get involved while we have this minute for the Crossword Puzzle Tournament?
Yeah, the weekend is March 12 to 14 in Stamford, Connecticut, and information is at crosswordtournament.com.
Well, cool. Well, Clarice, I'm not sure if this is going to be harder or easier than the Crossword Puzzle Tournament. It won't last as long, that
okay.
I know for sure.
Okay.
Now, I know you must know Will, then, if you've been to the Crossword Puzzle Tournaments. Cool. Well, Will, Clarice is with us, and she's ready to go, and I think I am, so what do you have for us?
All right, Clarice, I'm going to give you clues for some made-up two-word phrases. The first word starts with S, as in Sam. Drop the S and you'll get the second word in the phrase. For example, if I said a great place to get water, you would say swell well. All right, number one is an angel's instrument with a knife-like edge.
Angel, harp, R.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put an S in front of harp, and what do you get?
Sharp. Harp.
There you go, a sharp harp. Number two, a lamp that doesn't weigh much.
A lamp that doesn't weigh much.
Yeah. And think of a general word for a lamp. What is a lamp?
Light.
Yeah, and put
slight
an S in front
light.
Of it. A slight light is right, good. A piece of furniture that doesn't tip. And think of a four-legged piece of furniture.
A seat.
And where would the seat be in front of?
Table.
There
stable
you go.
Table.
A stable table, is it?
Yes.
A little shopping area.
Small mall.
Small mall, good. An old, much-used story.
Stale tale.
Oh, that was fast. A semi that's been hit.
Struck truck.
Struck truck, good job. A very good-looking diaper.
Snappy nappy.
Snappy nappy, good job. Actor Grant in a ghoul's costume.
Scary Carrie.
Oh, good. One who makes an ecdysiast fall.
A what fall?
An ecdysiast, one who removes his or her clothing in public. One who makes an ecdysiast fall.
Snootus.
I like that answer.
That's good.
Do you know Leanne?
Is it A stripper tripper?
A stripper tripper, is it?
Okay.
I love the word. What is it again? Aesthesia?
Ecthesius.
Ecthesius. I love the word.
A doorway for a guard.
A sentry entry.
Sentry entry. Good job. A cafeteria item that's out of place.
Stray tray.
Good. A thin person who advances you money.
A thin person. Steller, teller.
No, but who would advance you money?
Oh, okay. Slender lender.
Slender lender is good. And your last one, a child's toilet that works some of the time, but not all the time.
Spotty potty.
Oh. A spotty potty. Good job.
Clarice. Oh, man, you were great. All of them. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, stripper tripper. I mean, at least that one. But I got so involved with the other word. You are great. You are a puzzle person. Oh, boy. Well, we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. So you're in Miami. Clarice, what's your public radio station?
WLRN.
Ah, well, you're a fabulous player. Have a great time at the Crossword Puzzle Tournament next month. Clarice Cooper in Miami, Florida. And thanks a lot for being our guest
today.
Thank
you.
Okay. Well, that was so much fun. Oh, and the fun doesn't stop. What's the challenge you have for us to work on for next week?
Well, I have a puzzle that I heard at the World Puzzle Championship last fall, and it was given to me by Alan O'Donnell of the British team. A private pilot has a four-seat plane, and he's offered to take three friends up for a flight. To do his load and fuel calculations, the pilot needs to know the combined weight of his three passengers. Now, the three passengers are sensitive about their weight, and none of them will let anyone else know how much he weighs. And no scale at the flying club is big enough to weigh more than one person at a time. How does the pilot quickly get the accurate combined weight of the three passengers? So to recap, a pilot wants to take three friends up for a flight. He needs to know the combined weight of the passengers. None of the passengers is willing to let anyone else know how much he weighs. And the club scale has a limit, so it can weigh only one person at a time. Your only tools are paper and pencil and what I've mentioned in the puzzle. How does the pilot quickly get the accurate combined weight of the three passengers?
And obviously they're not taking any luggage on with them.
No luggage.
All right. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joins us from New York. It's great to be back. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.